Hello, my name's Steve DeStante, founder of Impact You, and today we have a segment on impactful insights. I'm sitting here with Dr. Graham, who is the president of Graham International, a management consulting business. And today we're going to talk a little bit about your impact journey. Could you share with us what sparked your impact journey?
Wow, Steve, I don't know where to start, but thanks for having me again. For me, I'm going to just go jump right into it. When I started my PhD, while I was going through that process, I then had a conversation with one of my committee member, and we were talking about how bad the economic system and situation was, and it really wasn't that bad. There were lots of things that were there. There were job opportunities, but people didn't know part of one of the things that I train also is transferable skills and how to transfer, not just in terms of your in a business, but your personal life as well. So I decided to, I'm saturated in what I was doing. I'm going to start my own company. Dr. Smith and I worked for him a number of years, and I knew that these were like, again, I try to be on top of what's out there. I don't know everything, but at least be on the pulse of that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of sort of how it started about 3 years ago. I started the company, and then I'm working with a couple of institution, not-for-profit groups, small businesses that are in the field trying to commercialize, working with students in different, whether they're scientists, engineers, or different background of the business aspect, and so on.
So specific about impact, What is it that attracts you to it? What makes you, why are you interested in that particular part of the business world and the inspiration behind it?
Well, just general, it's part of our evolution, it's part of life, it's there. If you need to sustain, you have to have some kind of continuity. You can't destroy. And we're kind of going, sometimes I look at it, we're going back to where we started. A lot of the technologies, you talk about Tesla, Nikola Tesla, and so on, a lot of his thoughts are what we're going through at this point. You're not looking at those nuances. Nature has a way of detoxing, and that's what this is all about. It's bringing things to help to sustain us. We're going to space. When are we going to live in space? What are we going to do to sustain Earth for how many number of years? And that's why a lot of these clean tech, even agricultural, sustainable agriculture and so on, they're very important because the population is booming and it's not getting any smaller. It is growing faster than even was projected.
Corinne, could you please share with us how impactful innovation is going on right now in companies and in educational settings around Long Island?
Certainly. Let's start with Farmingdale State College. They have a renewable energy program. They have a number of different programs, but in particular, they run this international conference on energy sustainability and efficiency, and they have a zero energy building that they have, transportation things in its own. So I'm focusing more on the zero energy building because they have a joint research and collaboration. The University of the West Indies is also putting up their zero energy building, and they're going to try and use resources or information from that to help them to be successful in their building as well project. In terms of school, we can go to Stony Brook in terms of a couple of technology. One of them that's out of Stony Brook is what is a star system that helps keeping the lights on was a program, and this was Dr. Brooke Ellis, who's a paraplegic, I believe, graduated from Harvard and so on. And it helps individuals who have other challenges or disabilities. And these are stuff that are important to understand. Jack Hunter has a roofing business, and part of what he developed just based on need was an emergency shelter system that was used in Sandia here that we had. The house is actually housed right now at United Way in Deer Park, and we're going to move that to BOCES. Eastern Suffolk BOCES because a curriculum is being developed for that. So there are a number of different things that are out there just on Long Island. These are just touching on the surface. There's agricultural things, and we can talk about, this might not be the forum, but even with digital currency in terms of Africa being a way for to help with sustainable agriculture and development as well.
So it seems that often our challenges with disasters and things that are going on that are challenges in our environment or socially are often opportunities for innovation and for people to be able to put their thinking caps on, think a little bit differently, and create a solution that's meaningful.
Absolutely, and I think that's part of it. I think collaboratively, in terms of you see the millennials and you see the, you know, the gamers actually joining forces to be able to make those more successful. One's more creative and can see certain things and are living in the now and know what they'd like to see different. And the other has the, you know, the mindset and the experience that will help to kind of bring that further than just, that's just one step. It needs to go further.
That's awesome. I mean, it's just such an inspiration to see generations that are doing things that are not self-centered, but outward, where they're trying to do things that are going to help solve a problem for the benefit of others, primarily. And then if they make a little money in the process, that's okay too. A lot of them don't even care. They seem to be okay with being not-for-profit or just giving all the profits away. Sometimes, I guess, in your consulting business, you'll see people who just want to give everything away. Is that right? Or
That's definitely true. I remember sitting with, we were looking at a hydrogen house. We had someone who was going to present it out at Stony Brook. And we were chatting. I was chatting with, I think we had about 15 or 20 students there. And it was a job fair there. And the business part of it was so fascinating to them about, you know, how they go in there, part of this and participate and understand that. And that's important that you can go in with some expertise to say, well, and they're excited about it. And I think quality of life is more important. I think we're getting to realize that we got caught up with a couple of different things. And you can still be successful, relatively speaking. You can't measure it. We are not all going to be those multi-billionaires. And there's nothing wrong with it. And you can still give back and be of value to the environment or to the general population. And I think more people do that. It's just unfortunate because I think media is there and they're important, but oftentimes it's just the same message repeated and beaten to a pulp. Mm. And I think that's why you can't really see it, because when you go in these settings, you see people who are, they want to be happy, they want to help, and they want to help to get things that are going to help other people, make them better.
Without a doubt. So it's interesting in history. I love following entrepreneurship. In history, you'd see where people would make money, just keep making money, make money. And then at the end of their lives, it becomes a race to give it away to philanthropy because they kind of feel guilty that they just did all the things they did. They're starting with the end in mind, a lot of these new aged entrepreneurs, the impact entrepreneurs. What they're doing is they're starting with the good in mind, and then along the way solving problems. If they make a couple bucks, awesome. And if they don't, that's okay too, because they realize that the most important thing is, what are they going to be remembered for? And that's what they're doing, right, in these settings.
Because your name lasts longer than a pot of gold, I think that the adage or whatever proverb that's around that states. And I think in that sense is, you can still make money, and you want to make money where you're able to make those impactful investment. If I didn't make those few impactful investment when I started out, I wouldn't have been able to launch my company. That's what you have to look at. So that sustained me without having seed money coming in and getting an investor to come in and to put those little pieces in. So that's important to understand. When you're able to look at these technologies and look at these funds and see how they perform, these organizations, what are they doing and what are those impact and what's your passion? You know, which area do you want to focus on? And look at them that way.
I love that. What's your passion? That's kind of important, right?
Yes.
When you're inspiring these kids, that's the word you used, right? Inspiring these kids and these adults to do what they want to do is, what's your passion?
Yep.
Well, that's great advice. And thank you, Dr. Corinne Graham, for being with us today. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Steve. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure.